Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment, and God bless America. Today we're going to chat just very briefly about homeless issues. Or in this case, really what we're talking about is involuntarily homeless, or the definition of that. All of us in our listening audience are familiar with a lot of the issues around homeless issues and around a lot of complaints that have grown and grown about the inability of government, usually ends up in the smaller communities that are mostly within our listening audience, to be the police, not being able to move people off, people that are listed as involuntarily homeless. Some of those folks are actually voluntarily homeless, but let's work with involuntarily homeless. And why this matters is it comes from what was a Ninth Circuit. You know, San Francisco affects the western states, including us, our listening audience in Oregon, a number of other states. And this was in Idaho, which is also in the same area, that said that if you didn't have housing for people, shelter is what was really shelter at that time for the phrasing. If you didn't have that to provide, you could not move people. You couldn't do sweeps, in effect, as they're often called, which moves people. You couldn't remove people in the same way from the streets unless they were gravely disabled, in need of medical assistance that was specific to that individual. And you can't address in many of these circumstances each individual at that time. That's what teams work for to make a change. But it's stop the ability to move people from where they were choosing to lodge, oftentimes in front of businesses, blocking sidewalks, and this was common all over. You see it on the news all the time. This was supported in many respects by a lot of politicians because it seemed like a nice thing to say. In reality, it oftentimes was not helping the people, because what was being done was it was encouraging drug behaviors. It was encouraging issues around mental illness that could otherwise be addressed when we are shifting people and having regular contact. These things were shoved aside in the idea that it was more compassionate just to leave people where they were, and that's how it was supposed to be. People have kind of had enough of this. And what's interesting is that California, a very liberal state, is sort of leading the charge on this. Businesses, city government, county governments, police, sheriffs, even the governor at this point in time are saying, look, we need these tools. It's going to the Supreme Court. Let's hope. I am Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.